Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you didn't sleep all week. I ended last week with a question, was Avraham Jewish? And everyone said, okay, no, we'll hear it next week. I don't know, you sleep when you hear that? Avraham Avinu. When I was a kid, it taught there was color war. Everyone knows what color war is, so do I have to go back to the dinosaur age? So there was color war in camp, and they taught us a song. We all live in the yellow submarine. Instead of those words, Abraham Avinu was the very first Jew. The very first Jew, the very first Jew. Now everyone together. I'm joking. Make a long story short. Everyone understands that Parshat Bereishit and Noach is about the whole world. And from Parshat Lech Lecha we go on to Avraham Avinu. We only talk about the Jewish people. That seems to be the way we were all taught in pre-K. Avraham's a Jew. So therefore, to come this morning and to say, hey, is Avraham really Jewish? That's a good one. Because in this week's Parsha, it says that Avraham Avinu is told by God to go to Israel. No one in their right mind, any way you cut the 7 Noahide commandments that all of humanity is commanded in, nobody counts the mitzvah of Aliyah or living in Israel.
Well, he's not told where to go, let's be fair. God doesn't tell him where to go. Just go for yourself somewhere.
Okay.
Could have been New York. Who knows?
But we all know where he went.
Well, that's where he went.
And quite frankly,
he stopped the door.
If you don't want, and we all know that in Parshat Lech Lecha at the end, God is giving Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Brit Milah. To make a long story short, to come to Shir and say, was Avraham Jewish? That seems to be an open and shut gate. Of course Avraham is Jewish. We have something called Avraham is Jewish. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says that one of the traits of a Jew is that we are very nice people. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Bet, Halacha Yud, second source on the page, Asur l'adam liyot achzari, v'lo yitpayez v'lo yenoach l'tzot v'kasher, v'lo yenoach l'tzot v'kasher l'chos. It should be very difficult for a Jew to become upset, and very easy for him to be appeased. V'zeu darkam shel zera Yisrael v'libam anachon. And this is the way that the seed of Israel, namely the Jewish people, have acted throughout humanity, throughout the existence of the Jewish people. And if you have to ask, well, Zera Yisrael, where do we start from? I'm pretty sure everyone would say where. Avraham Avinu. So to come along and to say, wait a minute, was Avraham Jewish? It is a very audacious, maybe even stupid question. So let's see. Would Avraham Avinu require conversion today? Everybody knows that if the Chazon Ish was alive, he probably would not get into the kol of the Chazon Ish because he wasn't frum enough. And so on and so forth. So is Avraham Avinu Jewish and does he need conversion? So we have a pasuk, not in this week's Parsha, not in next Sefer Parsha, Sefer Shmot, but in Sefer Vayikra. At the end of Parshat Emor, we have an episode. Vayitzei ben Isha Yisraelit, v'hu ben Esh Bisri, v'toch b'nei Yisrael. V'yinatzu b'machaneh ben Yisraelit, v'ish Yisraeli. I will translate. A man who is a son of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father went out to the camp and had a fight with someone that's the son of a Jewish father. Okay. So we have a son of a Jewish father fighting with a son of a Jewish mother. Now everybody in the room knows, if we have to translate this pasuk into real English, what would we say? Two Jews are fighting because he's a son of a Jewish mother and he's a son of a Jewish father. Wait a minute.
According to the Reform.
Now we see who's listening. Judaism is decided by who?
The mother.
So if we come along and we say, a person went out who's the son of a Jewish mother and a son of a Jewish father, same person, this is not one of those trick jokes, he's Jewish. Why just say, a guy went out?
Unless you care, right?
So, indeed, the Ramban picks up on it and says like this, Mashenemar b'torat ka'anim b'toch b'nei Yisrael, that this guy, son of a Jewish mother, and son of a Jewish father, and son of a non-Jewish father, went out within the Jewish people. Teaches us that he went through conversion. What do you mean he went through conversion? We just read he is the son of a Jewish mother. Does the son of a Jewish mother need conversion?
No.
So why does the Rambam say based on a Torah Kohanim a Medrash Menamechin itkayer? So the Ramban says, wait a minute. Eino sheitzarech begirut. It's not that he needs to convert. After all, he's the son of a Jewish mother. Rather, all the Jewish people converted. When? Erev Ma'amad Har Sinai. Kachol Yisrael shenichnesu lebrit. Bemila, they all did bris milah before leaving Mitzrayim. Vitvila, they went to mikvah before Ma'amad Har Sinai. Har Tzatami, Moshe Rabbeinu brought a korban. We read about at the end of Parsha and Mishpatim near Har Sinai. Bishat Matan Torah. And it's a Gemara in Krisus Daf Tet, which actually talks about Geirus. So what does the pasuk mean that he's a son of a Jewish mother, but also a son of a Jewish father, non-Jewish father? It means that he followed the mother, because he went out betoch b'nei Yisrael. In other words, not only was he a son of a Jewish mother, namely he was Jewish based on his pedigree, but he actually acted Jewish. V'zeh utam b'toch b'nei Yisrael, shahaya imahem, v'lo ratza lalechet achar aviv lihiyot mitzri. Namely, he had a non-Jewish father's influence, and a mother whose Jewish influence, by genetics, to be more precise, by Jewish law, he's Jewish, but not only was he Jewish, he acted Jewish. Put it into terms of the 21st century, not only was he Jewish, he sent his kids to a Jewish day school and went broke. Okay? That's what the Ramban says. And then the Ramban says, and you should know, I don't agree with this whole razzle-dazzle idea that Erev Ma'amad Har Sinai, all the Jewish people converted. From the minute that Avraham Avinu went and did a bris, from that moment on, we're Jewish, by pedigree. What did they do at Ma'amad Har Sinai with the Kabbalah, the Mitzvot, and the Mila, and the Tefillah? Whatever it might have been, but they were Jewish. But the same Ramban says on the left side of the page.
What did she do?
Good question. We're dealing with Avraham today, but good question.
It's also from Tzarek's family. It has to go back to Tzarek.
But quite frankly, think about your question. What did Avraham do? Nothing. Nothing. He had a brit eventually. But he said, "Mi eich sheba Avraham rahinu bevrit hayu Yisrael." Now, which bris is he talking about? So you assumed which bris? The cut. Maybe it wasn't the cut. Maybe it was Brit Ben Abitarim. Who knows? So if he did Brit Ben Abitarim with the Jewish family, then it applies to Sarah too. Just to finish the picture, the Ramban says, my position is Avram was a Jew. But HaTzarfatim Omrim, the French say, now when the Ramban says the French, he doesn't mean the French prime minister. In the world of the Ramban, the medieval ages, there were three main Jewish centers. Ashkenaz, Germany, Sfarad, and in between a place called Provence or Tzarfat. So the people from Tzarfat say the Baal HaMa'or, if you heard of him, Rav Zarchiah HaLevi. He was from a place called Lunel. Therefore he called his Perush HaMa'or HaKatan. Lunel means Luna, moon. The Ma'or HaKatan is the moon. So up until he got to Bava Kama, he wrote a perush on the Gemara called Ma'or HaKatan. When he got to Bava Kama, it got hard. He said, I can't only go with the moon now. I got to use the sun. He called it a Ma'or HaGadol. Kitama Geirut, those French say, Kitama Geirut, Vipnei Shaya Kodem Matan Torah. Vayamish Patolo Lechachar Zachar, Mimashamu Bamot Achachar Zachar. Indeed, before Matan Torah, like in the non-Jewish world, according to the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Chet, you go by the father. So it's patrilineal descent. If that's the case, indeed, Erev Matan Torah, things changed. God said, from now on, we go by the Jewish mother. There's so many people here standing around Ma'amad Har Sinai that are the sons and the daughters of only a Jewish father. So we're going to do a Geirus. We do Mila, we do Tvila, we do our Tzaret Koban, we do everything you need to do for Geirus. V'kasher nodu ze lo malu oto ki mitzriya yabidino. And indeed, when they were born, if they were born, like in this case, Ben Aisha Yisraelit, Jewish mother, they didn't give him a bris milah because he wasn't Jewish yet. So they went by the father. Matan Torah changed everything. So according to this, the Ramban brings this to when they finish, a beautiful machlokes, that why does the pasuk go out of its way and say he's the son of a Jewish mother, but also a son of a non-Jewish father after all? Once he's a son of a Jewish mother, all bets are off. The answer is, the Ramban says, really doesn't have any real significance. It just meant he acted Jewish. He paid tuition to a Jewish day school. But according to the Tzarfatim that he quotes, no, before Matan Torah, we were all quasi-Jewish. We were part of what we call a wider Jewish family, but Jewish we were not. Yes?
So it's two questions. One is, when What do we, when do we see that it really switches to the mother of the
father?
Oh, it's not a pasuk. Kind
of. Again, let's assume it's by Mamad Har Sinai, because that's what the Ramban says in the name of the Tzarfatim.
Because is it a smock on something, or is it based on something?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. That's not the topic today, but yeah, of
and
course.
Also, it's unclear exactly Avram's journey. There's a, I think the Ramban mentions he went first, he came back, he goes again when he's 70,
yeah.
He went to 70.
Yeah.
But actually his father, Terach, leaves Or.
That's
ends
right.
Up in Haran,
and he ends up
on
in
his
Haran.
Way to Israel.
Yeah.
So in terms of the question, who in Israel, really, you have to write to Terach. Who's three
Oh,
kids.
We're going to get to Terach. Good
and
question.
Sarah is from...
Let's see what happens. Let's see. So, up until now, we've seen a pasuk that's very obscure. Why does the pasuk go out of its way to say that he's a son of a non-Jewish father? It makes no difference to us. Us Jews, we go by the mother. So one position says, yeah, because up until Matan Torah, that was very relevant. And Matan Torah changed everything, which means Avram wasn't Jewish. Because Avram had to go through Gerus, Avram of Matan Torah, had he been alive. And according to the other position, no, he was Jewish. Me'echeba Avraham Avinu Bevrita Yisrael. And everything they did in Mamad Har Sinai was for some other reason. So, basically, I'd like to suggest this morning, if this is the machlokas, the question that we have to deal with is, what makes us Jewish? Not just historically, was Avraham Jewish? We can keep that in mind. But more important, what makes us Jewish? What makes us different than the rest of the world? We all know that we're called the Am HaNifchar, the chosen nation. Some people call us the choosing nation. We'll get to that. We are called in Pirkei Avos, not just a people with Tzelem Elohim, a divine image that every human being has, but what are the Jewish people called? No one remembers? We're called the children of God, not just in the image of God. So what makes us different comes along the Kuzari. Question, the first explanation I'd like to suggest is what makes us different, comes along the Kuzari, and says, Hashem b'charam la'am v'lu'umam b'ben umot ha'olam, v'chala inyana eloki al hamonam, ad shegiyu kulam el ma'alat ha'dibur. Achar shelo ayu chala inyana eloki, ki'im b'yichidim b'bnei adam ha'rishon. V'hudu b'nim marim v'lo yaru em v'kom adam el ha'hevel. So comes along the Kuzari and says that the Jewish people have this added thing called the inyan eloki, this divine thing that no one else has. At the beginning of time, it was only given to Adam HaRishon, to Shait, to Noach. And eventually, Avraham, Hayayinyan HaElokim, Davak Bahem, Mi'avot Avotam, Al-Bnei Banim, Le'Yitzchak, Le'Yakov, U'Bnei Yaakov, Kulam Sgula. So it comes along the Kuzari and says, we are called the Am Sgula, the special nation, because we have this special thing from God, given to Avraham, and from Avraham's time on, it was passed on. Till then, it was only given to the people that were worthy. From this time on, it's given to any Tom, Dick, and Harry, or if I put it in my language, any trained monkey that happens to be a son of a Jewish mother has this thing. Okay, if that's the case, Avram had it, Yitzchak had it, Yaakov had it. Avram was Jewish because he has this extra thing. That's the Kuzari. So, according to the Kuzari, we are, one second, according to the Kuzari, we are the chosen nation, chosen by God to give in this Inyan Eloki. Okay? The Balatanya, the founder of the Lubavitcher movement, says something similar. Yeah?
So if you're saying Adam HaRishon, Noach, etc. had this thing, then they'd be Jewish too, if that's what you're using.
Correct.
To determine.
But they couldn't pass it on. In other words, up until their time, according to the Kuzari, God chose who to give it to. From this time on, doesn't choose. It just goes on naturally.
What about Zera Yisrael?
We'll get to that at the end of the year. Well, we're going to get to Zera Yisrael.
Is he referring to something genetic?
Not genetic. Whatever this thing is.
What is a Jew? You can't do a genetic test.
Okay. But not genetic in this case. It's something spiritual. Now, there's a whole group of Rishonim that disagree with the Kuzari. Rav Yehuda Alevi was the Kuzari, that was his real name, such as the Rambam. The Rambam in Igeret Teiman says, V'zoi Torat Hashem HaAmitit Shenitna Lanu Adon Kol HaNeviim. It was given to us via Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebetorah Hazot Yivdilanu Abareh Mishar Bnei HaOlam. What makes us different? I quote again from the Rambam, ומפני שייחד אותו הבורא במצוותיו וחוקיו והתברא מעלתו הזולתנו בכללותיו ובמשפטיו. In other words, what makes us different? Not some spiritual genetic thing, as I will call it, just out of respect for Bruce that the Kuzari spoke about. What makes us different as Jews?
Our behavior.
Our behavior, our Jewish lifestyle, given to us by God at Maimad Har Sinai. So if we act in accordance to the Torah, we're Jewish. Be it we're born to a Jewish mother, be it we converted. That's what makes us different. Not this inyan eloki thing. If we act in accordance to the Jewish lifestyle, we're Jewish.
That would write off
Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu didn't act in accordance with the Jewish lifestyle. I don't blame him. There was no Torah yet. Yitzchak didn't act. There was no Torah yet. They had a few mitzvot. They had 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach. So Avram got the mitzvah of Aliyah, that's mitzvah number 8. Then Avram got the mitzvah of Brit Milah, that's mitzvah number 9. We know that Yaakov Avinu got the mitzvah of Gidan Asher, that's mitzvah number 10. That was the Gan's Torah. Comes along Mamad Har Sinai. From that time on, we're totally different. We eat differently. We dress differently. So many things are different. Yes, Mr. Weiser, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Pardon?
What category is the Jews?
Very good question. What do we do with Jews that are not keeping all the mitzvot? So that's a whole different discussion, because that's most Jews. I would say that we're in a situation today that's very different than we were used to. But quite frankly, many of those Jews, as much as we call them not Shomer Shabbos, are keeping things that make them different than the rest of the world. For example, the very fact that once a year they go to shul and they don't eat while the whole world eats. Which day am I speaking of? Yom Kippur would maybe qualify for what the Rambam is saying. Tanachalat Tzvi, Rav Gedalia Felder, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Gedalia Felder was a rabbi in Toronto. Many people are still alive that knew him. We're not talking about medieval times here. We're going to the 20th century. He says, "Be'ma'amada nifchar keshamad am Yisrael atzahar Sinai, yatzil Hashem kedusha alamo v'kidesh otah b'kedusha miyuchedet, u'miyad shenitkadesh ha'am b'kedusha zo." When did the Jewish people get to become the sanctified nation? From the time of Maimad Har Sinai. So explanation number one, that Avraham Avinu, was Avraham Avinu Jewish? The answer is, according to the Kuzari, absolutely had this inyan eloki. According to the Rambam, no, because he didn't get the Torah yet. Once he got the Torah, he became fully Jewish. Now, of course, you can make a case, well, the Torah that he got, he did. The very fact that he had a bris and no one else did made him unique. But then again, Avraham was not commanded to do a bris like we Jews. Avraham Avinu was commanded to do a bris for his entire household, including Yishmael. To make a case that Yaakov Avinu had the Gidan Asher. The Rambam, consistent with his point of view, at the beginning of Perek, take a wild guess how the Perek starts in Chulin. Chulin talks about Shechting. There's a Perek called Gidan Asher. At the beginning of Perek Gidan Asher, the Rambam and Perush HaMishnah will say, why do we bris our kids? Not because Avraham did it. Because God said in Parsha Tazria, Uvayom HaShmini Yimo Basar Olato. Whatever God gave for Avraham Avinu, that was practice, that was to make him unique. We don't know. Once we got to Maimad Har Sinai, that's when things changed. Okay, so according to this, just to sum up, the Ramban brought this machlokes, that Avraham Avinu had need conversion. According to the Kuzari, no, he's part of this Inyan Eloki. According to the Rambam, he didn't have the Torah. Perhaps he does. Answer number two. We all know that Avraham Avinu kept a few mitzvot. Enumerated them before. Thank you, Bruce. What were they? 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach. Plus, Aliyah, Zionism, we'll call it Zionism. Not just that, because we want to wake everyone up. We'll call it Zionism. Then he got Bris. He did it, but he wasn't commanded. Let's put in Achnasat Orchim. Okay. Gidan Asher was eventually given. Very nice. So, we come along and we see a beautiful Medrash and Bereshis Rabbah. The Medrash says like this. Here's where we come to Bruce's thing about Terach going to Israel. Vayamo Terach Becharan. End of last week's Parsha, it says Terach started out to go to Arz HaKanaan. He stopped in Charan. He stepped there.
Is this by command or he just leaves?
Didn't say command. He just said he went there. Right. He died there. Mm-hmm. And then it says in this week's Parsha that Hashem said to go to Israel. Comes along the Bereshit Rabbah. Why was a psukim written in this order. In other words, why was it so important for me to know that Terach died before Avraham went? Lefishaya Avraham mefached v'omer. Avraham was scared stiff, and he would say, now this is Avraham Avinu, Avraham our patriarch. This is what Avraham was scared of. He wasn't scared of the four kings. We all know he went to war with them. He wasn't scared of human beings. What was Avraham scared of? So we know that Superman was scared of kryptonite, and we know that the Fonz was scared of liver. What was Avraham scared of? Says the Medrash.
Sorry, he was afraid that they did not say he left his old
father. Ah, Mr. Weiser reads it. Thank you. See, everyone's sitting around the table. We have to learn from our elders. Mr. Weiser, Baruch Hashem, is sitting with us, Baruch Hashem, 25 times over. He reads along and he says, I'll give you the answer. You put it on the sheet. And everyone looks at me, what's the answer? Maybe I should look at the sheet. No, I wouldn't do that. Mr. Weiser, give you the answer. I'm scared stiff. They're going to say, what a chilul Hashem. You desecrated God's name. Why? Because you're a fascist Zionist. What do I mean? You make aliyah. Oh, very nice. And what do you do by making aliyah? You leave your old father Terach back in Haran.
With Nachor.
Wait. V'omrim iniach avim v'skano v'alach. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lecha ani patorcha mikibud avahem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to make a declaration in the world. You're putter. You're exempt from kibud avahem. Now we have to take this medrash and learn a few things from it. Friend number one, Avraham Avinu was commanded, we said, in the mitzvah of Zionism, mitzvah of Brit Milah. Let's add to the list. He was obligated in which mitzvah? Kibud Avaim. So therefore, Hashem had to exempt him from it, so people wouldn't say, hey, he left his old father. So Bruce said, Nachor was there with him. All right, Nachor was there with him. Bruce, let me ask you a question. People make aliyah, okay? How many times have you heard, even though there's brothers and sisters in America or wherever they might be, hey, look at this guy, he ran away to Israel, he left his old mother behind. But there's brothers and sisters, but he left his old mother behind. They would say that about him. Comes along the Rambam and says, indeed, there was a transition of mitzvot. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says, Al Shishad Varim Nitzavu Adam Arishon. We always talk about the seven Noahide commandments. So that means that Adam Arishon had six. What was the seventh? The seventh was only relevant after the Mabul. No, that was actually one of the six. Good guess.
All the animals?
Animals! Yeah. Why?
We weren't allowed to eat animals.
After the flood. So we got the mitzvah of Eber Minachai. If you want to eat a pulka, you can't just go up to a chicken and say, eat. You have to kill the chicken first. You have to do shechita, you have to take out the blood, you don't have to do kisui adam, but you have to kill the chicken first. That was the seventh mitzvah. Very good. The Rambam goes on. Not only did they get this mitzvot, but al elu nitztava, these were commands. Hosif lenoach Eber Minachai. Now we have seven mitzvot. V'chen haya davar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. And this is the way it was to Avraham. Va'Avraham, comes Avraham, and he's tzava yeter al elu b'milah. And Avraham added an additional mitzvah, mitzvah number eight, bris milah. V'huit palel shacharit, mitzvah number nine. V'yitzchak efrish maiser, Yitzchak kud maser, mitzvah number ten. V'osiv tfilah achat lifnot hayom, and he added mincha. V'yakov osiv gidan asher, v'huit palel arvit. Uvemitzrayim nitzava Avraham b'mitzvot yeterot. So according to this Rambam, it's not that Avraham had no mitzvot, and we got to Matan Torah, everything changed. No. Avraham got a mitzvah that no one else got. He was different. In what way? He got bris milah, and he davened shachris, and Yitzchak mincha, and Yaakov mairiv, and Yaakov had gidanoshe. And these were not optional, according to this Rambam. These were mandatory mitzvot. Mitzvot are not good deeds that I do when I feel like it. They are commands of God. So because they were commanded, now I ask you a question. If someone is partially commanded in mitzvot, does that make him no longer non-Jewish?
No.
Why?
Because Goyim have set the seven mitzvot.
You're saying, Goyim have seven mitzvot. If a person's commanded in eight mitzvot, does that make him already not Jewish?
Isn't it a package deal? You accept the Torah, all the Torah.
Correct. We know package deal. We know the Gemara says very explicitly in Meseches. I forgot which Mesechta. Daf Kaf. I know it's page 20. That if a person comes to convert and says, I'm accept all the mitzvot except for one, you can't convert them. That's after Matan Torah. But I'm saying on the way to Matan Torah, a person's on the way to conversion. And he accepts partial mitzvot, like Avraham Avinu got one mitzvah, Brit Milah. So he's already different from the rest of the world by virtue of one. Does that make him already not Jewish?
There are a number of mitzvot not Jewish.
Does he make him not Jew? He's no longer a non-Jew, but he became something different?
But the number of mitzvot that don't apply to every Jew, for example, the mitzvot that are only for the Kohanim, Jews don't have to get a get.
You're absolutely right, but I'm saying, if God commanded you, Avraham, in a mitzvah that he didn't command the rest of humanity, does that make you different from the rest of humanity to the extent that you may say he's no longer part of the non-Jewish world?
Well, wait a minute. Someone's given a mitzvah.
Yeah.
So, it was him, was the mitzvah personal, or was it extended
L'dorotov.
So that means all his children?
That's right.
So that means that you're Muslims and Jews?
That's right.
It would be different but not Jewish.
But, exactly. So it comes along. If we were woken up at night and we were asked this question, the answer probably would have been that, of course not, package deal. But comes along the Ramban. I'll just read the Ramban. Mr. Wise, he wanted to say something there.
I was saying, Avraham Avinu's parents... I'm not Jewish.
Right. Right, because he was part of the seven mitzvot.
The Terech Incorporated. You know?
Right.
Now, the Brit Mila that makes him a Jew. The Brit Mila that makes him a Jew.
Right. Comes along.
He himself went through Giyur.
He started the Giyur. He never finished. But maybe. Exactly. According to Mr. Wise, he went through Brit Milah that already takes him out of the non-Jewish category. Maybe it makes him Jewish because partial acceptance of mitzvot already makes you different. Now, the Ramban in Meseches Baba Basra comes along and says something amazing. He says, why did Avraham Avinu in Parshat Chayei Sarah pick Marat HaMachpelah? So if you went to Hebron, today in Hebron there's a little museum, and there's this, what's it called, where the chairs move and you see a movie. What's that called? Light and Sound? Yeah. Sound and Light Show?
Yeah.
Sound and Light.
The elevator.
Elevator. Nauseating kind of a place. So, in this beautiful exhibition they have a movie they made of Avraham Avinu sitting there, not sitting Shiva, but mourning over Sarah. And you see Ephron coming to him, offering condolences. And he says, I want that cave. Why? Says the Ramban, Had the Tzion Rabbanah me'arata da Adam Arishon da Avraham Avinu, because Adam Arishon was buried there. That's where I want to get buried. Wait a minute. Comes along the Ramban and says, Ika man dekashali, but people had a kasha against me. The high in kivrei koy goyim etamin be'ohel hamam etzayin marata de bnei Noach. Avraham called the me'ara the cave of Marata Machpelah, the cave of Noach. But we have an ironclad rule that if you go to a Jewish cemetery, the grave is metame be'ohel. If you under it, let's say there's a tree overhanging it, and you're a Kohen, you have a problem, you're now tame. Well, if that's the case, well, that's only with the Jewish graves. Non-Jewish graves are not metame be'ohel. But Avraham called the grave of Noach the grave of Noach, namely... It's the Me'ara of Noach, namely is Metame, answers the Ramban, and Lipnek Fodam Shaykimu Vikibu Elohim HaTorah. Comes along the Ramban and said, no. Noach was different because he accepted the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. And Avraham was different, so he accepted upon himself more mitzvot. In other words, the transition of the Rambam, this was the sixth, and this was the seventh, and this was the eighth, basically means that all these people were Jewish. At that time, Jewish meant you're different from the rest of the world. That definition doesn't change today. Just today, instead of being different in one way, Brit Milah, you're different in 613 ways minus 7. But it means you're different, and therefore it was called the Me'ara of Noach because he was different. He accepted the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. His generation didn't, as you know, because they all engaged, according to many midrashim, in chamas, which means stealing. One of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach is stealing. You all know the joke, no? Monday night was the night of jokes on the Tein Tal L'mata Livracha in Israel. We started to say the Tein Tal L'mata Livracha. That was the night of jokes. The Yekke says to his wife, I'm coming home late tonight. Why? We're starting the Tein Tal L'mata Livracha. Davening's going to be longer. But this year I found a better joke, finally, after all these years. A guy's in a shul, they only have 8 people. The rabbi goes out, he sees the 2 ganavim of the neighborhood about to do a gneva. He says, can you guys please come in and make a minyan? He says, we don't believe in all your junk. We're robbers for a living. No, please, we'd like to make you part of the minyan. They said, but why? Well, tonight's a very special night. We're starting to taint talamata levracha. God's going to, God willing, bestow upon us rain if we daven together. So these 2 ganavim says, you think God's going to give rain in our schut? We're 2 ganavim. To which the rabbi answers, of course, because of you, we got a whole mabul. So what's a little rain? They went back from Israel, yeah. Mashi Baruch Mori Dageshim just means God has the ability to give rain. But to ask for rain, we wait till the Jews came back from the Beis HaMikdash. We're just saying, because we're just saying God has the ability to give rain, simply because on Sukkot we're Nidon Alamayim. So we have to mention it, albeit not requested as of yet.
It's always bothered me.
It bothers me too. If you bother us, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, why do we continue it today? But that's another shir. So gentlemen, just to sum up, we gave basically the Avraham Avinu need conversion. We saw two suggestions in the Ramban, and I tried to explain as follows. Number one, what makes us Jewish? According to the Kuzari, something special. So Avraham Avinu definitely had that special thing. But according to the Ramban, where you need actually acceptance of mitzvot, Avram maybe needed conversion. The second explanation I got was, yes, Avram needed mitzvot, but he got mitzvot. What made him different from the rest of the world was he had 7 mitzvot plus 1. And that already makes you different from the rest of the world. In other words, to be called Jewish, you have to act differently. How do you act differently? You don't need this whole 613. You need to act differently than the rest of the world. Avraham did by virtue of Bris Milah and Davening Shachris, Yitzchak with Maaser, Yaakov with Gidah Noshe, and until Matan Torah, they were part of the Jewish people. So once again, did Avraham need conversion? According to the Kuzari, absolutely not. He had that in Yad Eloki. According to the Rama, maybe yes, he didn't accept all mitzvot. But the second explanation was, no, he did accept mitzvot. The Rama was out of his way to explain. He accepted certain mitzvot, even partial mitzvot, is good enough. I'd like to suggest the third explanation, because everything we said until now is very historic. What do I mean very historic? Was Avraham Jewish, not Jewish? That's historic. What I'd like to suggest now is something totally different. And that is, Avraham Avinu, indeed, was part of the larger Jewish family. He's what we'd call, Mr. Weiser said it before, Zera Yisrael. Now what's Zera Yisrael? We were taught in pre-K, how are you Jewish? How did we start the shir? Look at the Rambam, Yisuri Biyah, Perek Tetvav, Alacha Zalet, Zeh HaKlal, Ben Abba Mina Eved, Mina Akum, Mina Shivcha, Mina Ben Akum, Hareu Ki'imo! You're Jewish by virtue of having a Jewish mother. Fine. Comes along the Rashar Hirsch and says, Kibi Yitzchak Yikarela Chazara. Again, next week's Parsha. Bechai Yikarela Chazara. Fine. Ve'ilu Yishmael. Wait a minute. Avraham had 2 children. So what's Yishmael? Zarachahu. He's part of your family. He's what we call today Zera Yisrael. Yishmael hu yotzecha latzecha. He's genetically your son. Ve'lefikach yitachen sheyesh lo mishelcha. He has part of you. Mida rabba mibchina gufanit. U'mida mu'etet mibchina ruchanit. He has your physical attributes. Perhaps Yishmael even looked like Avraham, but he doesn't have the spiritual one. But even that's enough, says the Rashar Hirsch. Ulam ein hu ra'u li kareb bincha. He's not called your son, but he's called part of your family. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, if a person gets converted, as you know, he's like a new baby. So can he marry his sister, his biological sister? Let's say brother and sister convert. So, Gershenit Gayer Ketinok Shenolad Dami. Can he marry his sister? According to the simple Shulchan Aruch, yes, the Rama says, V'niyadeh lechatchila asur lavo aleh. But halachically, they're not brother and sister, you're right. But they're part of the same wider family, genetically. Now, does that have any ramifications? We just brought one. Can you marry your sister? Let's bring another. Shuta Radbaz, famous Radbaz. The Radbaz has the following issue. Can you be what we call half-Jewish? I would like to suggest Avraham Avinu was half-Jewish, and that means something in halacha. What does that mean? We said the Kuzari said he was fully Jewish. And we said that the maybe according to the Rambam, he got partial mitzvah, he was fully Jewish. I would like to admit maybe he was half-Jewish. Comes along the Radbaz, asks the following question. Beger Shemal, a convert went and did a bris milah. Then he has to wait till he gets better. And then he goes to mikveh, he finishes the conversion process. Mr. Wise has said bris milah is the main thing, very important, but he still has to go to mikveh and do kabbalah's mitzvahs. Vishaha yamin velo taval. And while he's waiting to go to the mikveh, because he doesn't want the bris milah to be a chatzitza, he's waiting for it to get better. What did he do? Nagabiyai. He touched wine. Ima saro. Did he ask for the wine? We all know if a non-Jew touches your wine, stam yeinam, you're not allowed to drink it. Is this person a non-Jew? He went to mikveh,
yes,
but he did not finish his conversion process.
He's not Jewish yet.
Tshuva. You ready for this? Maaseh u'bal lifnei rika zalka yotzeh b'zeh. Ve'hitir et hayayin afilu b'shtiyah. Va'azil l'shitetei de'ger toshav mega'om mutar b'shtiyah. He said, this happened to Re, and guess what? He said, you can drink the wine, because if a ger toshav, what's a ger toshav? A convert that accepts upon himself only the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, in front of a beis din probably or whatnot, not just does them. So he says, if that's the case, kol sheken ger shamal v'kibel olav mitzvot. This ger went before a beis din and said, I accept all the mitzvot. He already did a bris milah. The one thing missing is the mikveh. So fully Jewish he's not, albeit he's on the way. If he touches wine, it's okay. V'haran dacha, and the Ran said no. V'ani omer, the Radbaz says, absolutely, he's what we call half-Jewish, enough that, no, you don't count him for a minion, no, you don't give him an aliyah, but on a derabanan of touching wine, he's Jewish enough. Why? Number one, ger toshav lo kibel shum mitzvah v'mitzvot yisar, v'zeh kibel lav mitzvot mitzvot kalot v'chamarot. Before Beis Din, we always ask, did you accept upon yourself the few easy mitzvot, whatever they might be, the few hard mitzvot? He did. The Ger Toshav only accepts seven. Number two, Ger Toshav lo mal v'zek far mal v'yatzah mitubat ha'akum. A Ger Toshav doesn't do a bris milah. This person, as Mr. Wise has said, did bris milah. And what does that happen? What happens at that moment? He goes out of the impurity of being non-Jewish. Did he become Jewish yet? No. But did he leave the non-Jewish people? Yes. Let's put it in our language. A Jew, he has not yet become. A non-Jew, he is no longer. And he goes on with other reasons. So we see that half-Jewish is not just what we say colloquially when you have a Jewish father. Half-Jewish means something in halacha. The Ramaz says it can mean you don't marry your sister if you're a ger. Comes along, the Radbazin says, if he touches wine, because he already went through bris milah, he did something, just like Avraham Avinu went through bris milah. If he touches wine, the wine is still kosher. The Rashbash, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shlomo ben Rabbi Shimon Doran, we're talking about Algiers in the 1400s. Habali itgayer v'yadanu be'emet shelo ba ela lahavat isha bat yisrael shetav v'navdo. Zeu begoy habali itgayer v'banu. Sim elu mizara mendochin otam mipnei ze. We all know that when a non-Jew comes to convert, we always ask, do you have a Jewish boyfriend, girlfriend? Is that the real reason you're coming? Do you want to get the social benefits of the Jewish people in Israel? Is that why you're coming? Right? Comes along the Rashbash and says, oh, that is true. That's what we do for anyone off the street, except for the Anusim. Who are the Anusim? We call them the Maranos. It's not a nice name. Or Zaram, or their children. En dochim otam. Ela mekarvanu machnisam tachat kanfei ashchina. The most famous person that says this is the Mishpatei Uziel Rav Uziel, who was the first chief rabbi Sfardi of Palestine, together with Rav Kook. He comes along and says, there's a musag called Zera Yisrael, which I like to call part of the Jewish family, albeit not Jewish. You're part of the wider Jewish family. And he says, one of the nafkaminas is when they come to convert, you have to do everything to try to help them to convert. And he goes on to say that if indeed they have a baby, non-Jewish mother, you should give the baby a bris. Why? It will help him later in life. And I'll just end with his words. Mikol makom, Yizere Yisrael bau, u'mitzvah la'ashiva meltzumach tzavtam elu ha'avot l'bay yibadach mimeno nidach. It's a mitzvah to go out and to outreach to these people. Now we all know, we're a religion that doesn't proselytize, right? That's with non-Jews. But with these people, they're part of the wider Jewish people, wider Jewish family, excuse me, you have to go and do it. So to end this year today, we had an interesting year today. We started with that Avraham Avinu needs conversion, two opinions in the Ramban. We said maybe it's based on, first and foremost, what makes us Jewish, something special within us, or the mitzvot. If it's the mitzvot, Avraham Avinu didn't get mitzvot. If it's something special, for sure Avraham had it. Answer number two, maybe you don't have to go that far. Avraham Avinu did have extra mitzvot. What was it? Bris Milah. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to say it in this week's Parsha. And the third answer is, even if you're partially Jewish, you're part of the wider Jewish family, albeit coming to the Kedusha of being fully Jewish, you didn't yet become. And we gave examples of someone that went through a Bris Milah on his way to conversion, but he didn't finish. If he touches wine, he cooks food for a Jew, kosher food. Are you allowed to eat it or not? Again, counted him for a minion? Not yet. But is there some significance to someone on the way to conversion? The answer is, according to these sources, yes. And if you recall, we gave a shiur around this table. If someone on the way to conversion who accepted mitzvot died, which cemetery do you bury him? So gentlemen, fascinating shiur. I hope I opened your eyes to one thing. We like to divide the words into Jews and non-Jews. As we can see today, it's not that simple.